Farm owner Chuck Ernest drives along a dirt road next to his rice fields in southeast Missouri. It's winter, so the flat fields are flooded. Ducks congregate on the rippling water.
This has turned out to be the duck hunting center of middle America is right in this territory. Well, there might be 1,000 ducks out there.
But ducks aren't really what's on his mind. Ernest is ready to expand his rice fields, and he says a free trade agreement across the Pacific Ocean could open up markets and raise prices, and that would be a big boom for the rice industry.
About 40% of the American rice crop is exported year after year, and so we have to have access to foreign markets in order to be able to move our crop.
Ernest says the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP, could do exactly that. 12 nations, from New Zealand up to Canada, are trying to hammer out a deal that could open up tariff-free trades across many industries, including automobiles and pharmaceuticals. But perhaps the trickiest negotiations surround rice and other agriculture products. That's mostly because of Japan, which is protective of its so-called five sacred commodities: beef and pork, wheat, sugar, dairy, and rice. Wyatt Thompson is an agriculture economist at the University of Missouri.
In trade negotiations, they have tied that protection to motivations such as preserving culture and food security or food safety, and also other things that you might not think of, like flood control or having pretty countrysides.
So, he says, Japan's strong rural farm presence influences food policy, hence opposition to dropping agriculture tariffs and allowing more foreign competition. Although more competitors might hurt producers in Japan, Thompson says it could mean cheaper prices and more variety for Japanese consumers. As for the U.S., eliminating tariffs mean more beef, pork, and rice could be sold to Japan.
So for a range of commodities, we might increase our exports to Japan. That means higher U.S. prices for these commodities and somewhat greater revenue to farmers and other producers.
But in the U.S., there are other concerns. Some food safety groups contend the agreement may lead to imports that don't meet strict American safety standards. Seafood tops the list of concerning products. But because exact terms of the deal are unknown, experts say it's hard to speculate. Those in favor of an agreement, including U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack, say it's crucial to strike a TPP deal quickly.
If we don't get this done, the void will be filled by China, and China will set the stage and set the rules for trade with Asian nations in the future. We don't want to cede that opportunity to China.
Vilsack says to expedite approval of the upcoming agreed-upon terms, he and previous agriculture secretaries have asked Congress to grant trade promotion authority to President Barack Obama. That would allow the president to negotiate a trade deal and fast-track it to Congress for approval. Ultimately, Vilsack says nailing down a TPP agreement would create momentum for an even bigger trade agreement with the European Union. Back in Missouri, rice farm owner Chuck Ernest says he's excited about getting a chunk of the estimated $3 billion increase in agriculture exports to the region.
That's a lot of money, and for Missouri producers to get our share of that would be a significant thing. It would either draw the rice price up, or it would increase the rice acres in Missouri. Either of those are good things.
TPP negotiations continue in Hawaii in March. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.